You do that. Now, Harv, there's just one small thing on my mind.
Well, what's that, Mike?
Well, you've never been in a motion picture before, and you've never put out an album until now, and you haven't performed publicly or even been on television before you started just recently. But I'm trying to figure out why the devil you're so damn famous.
Well, Mike, I often ask myself the same question, and you know something? I don't know. 2 years ago, I was a busboy in Mario's Pizzeria in Brooklyn. Today, I'm on talk shows all over the world, and I haven't even done anything yet.
Well, it doesn't really matter, I guess.
I don't know.
I'm just happy you were able to take some time off and stop by our studios, and I want to thank you and your agent and wish you luck with your film, The Week of the Whale, which is coming out. Now, when's that coming out?
Mid-April, we're shooting for.
And on your new album. And I hope it sells a million copies, and I certainly...
Well, thank you very much, and I want to thank all of the fans out there who are listening now, and thank you all very much. I wish your co-host was here. I'd like to meet him sometime.
We're going to have this on tape so he can listen to you at least.
Oh, good.
But, well, thanks for stopping by, and we'll see you again sometime.
Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Oh, boy.
And we're back?
Yes, we are.
Live in the studio.
You know, it was really interesting hearing that old Harvey Hunter tape, and I'd like to know where Harvey Hunter is today.
I guess we all would, really.
That was taped when? Back in April? I remember I was away in Washington that week.
Yeah, you were, you scoundrel.
That was fun. That was long. We called you up on the phone. The entire USB staff was down there just about.
Yeah, it seems that way.
We called you up, and there was a fire and sirens and everything. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And that was the night that time. Sidney Schreiber got kidnapped, wasn't it?
Was that the night?
Well, something happened to him. I remember you called me up in my hotel room in Washington, D.C.
Oh,
woke me up.
I remember when you dropped the phone, because that's really kind of a neat way, the way you dropped the phone.
Well, I don't remember that so much. I just remember hearing this loud noise when I was sleeping, and it was kind of frustrating. But
Nonetheless,
we have tripods coming for you in about a minute, actually.
Yeah, really, very shortly.
Right after this announcement.
The place? Jackson State Forest in Northern California. A tranquil setting for musicians and folklorists, singers and dancers, all sharing their knowledge of Balkan music with students from across the country. On NPR's next Folk Festival USA, highlights of the Balkan Music Camp. You'll hear the music of the Ensemble Novo Selo, Zenska Pesna singers, members of the Pitu Guli Balkan Folk Orchestra, and many others. The Balkan Music Camp on NPR's next Folk Festival USA.
And as you know, you can catch that here on USB Tuesday morning at about 10 o'clock. And now, the tripods.
Radio Free Long Island, in synchronization with the Three Village Tobacco Farms, presents the thrilling adventures of the Tripod family, the story of one of America's most illustrious families and their struggle to find peace and happiness in the suburbs of Long Island. As we look in on Kathy and Howard Tripod today, we see that they are at Charlie's cousin Herb's real estate office looking for a new house, and as we join them...
Oh, wasn't it nice of Charlie to tell us about this cousin of his?
Oh, it certainly was. And it just goes to show you that we can always count on a true friend like Charlie, no matter how bad things get.
Right, just shows to go you.
Yeah.
I always thought of Charlie as someone who would never desert a sinking ship.
Me too. Well, wait a minute, I'm not so sure I like that analogy.
What, a sinking ship?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean to imply that the Tripod family was a sinking ship.
I certainly hope not.
We've sprung a small leak, perhaps, but everything's under the control. The bilge pumps are working, yeah. I think.
Well, it will be once we find a new house, and I sure hope that Charlie's cousin, Herb, can give us a helping hand as far as that's concerned.
I think he should be able to. I mean, just look at this office.
Damn.
It's so big. Wow.
Yeah, it looks like he does a lot of business in this place.
Yeah, and just look at all those diplomas.
Oh, yeah.
He's got one from the Madison School of Real Estate in Wisconsin.
Uh-huh, and here's another one from Piscataway.
Wait a minute.
They've got a very good reputation over there.
They misspelled Piscataway. There's a T, not a D in Piscataway.
Oh, I wouldn't know about those type of things.
Here's
another one from Paducah, Kentucky. He must have gone to a lot of schools.
And Champaign-Urbana.
How about that?
Topeka, Kansas.
My goodness.
And one from Croton.
He must have spent half his life in school to go through all this.
Yeah, I never knew a real estate broker had to have so many degrees.
Oh, yes. It's almost like being a doctor from what I hear.
Mm.
It's really, really hard to get into real estate.
My. Oh,
hello there. You must be Herb, is that right?
Yes, Herb Harrison is the name.
I'm Howard Tripod, your cousin Charlie's next-door neighbor. That is, I was until we lost our house.
Hmm. Pleased to meet you.
And this is my wife, Kathy.
I'm so glad we were able to come by today.
We want to find a house as soon as possible.
Well, why don't you tell me exactly what it is you're looking for, and I'll see if I have anything available.
Oh, well, basically what we want is...
I've got just what you're looking for.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Why don't you finish what you were saying?
Yes, Well, we're looking for something that's not too big.
But not too cramped either.
Right.
About 6 or 7 rooms would be nice.
Yeah, and we need a garage for the car and a yard of some sort.
Mm, I've got just what you're looking for. In fact, we can go see it now if you want.
Oh, well. Oh, that sounds nice. Is that okay with you, Kathy?
Oh, fine. I really wasn't expecting to get something so quickly.
Neither was I. Is this house conveniently located?
Oh, yes, very. Oh, why don't we just go over and look at it? I'll take you in my car.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Kathy, why don't you go first?
Oh, thank you, Howard. Here we are. It's got 2 bedrooms and a garage, a basement, and 2 separate attics.
Wow.
This is really something, Howard.
It certainly is.
And as you can see, it's right next to a main road, so shopping and travel will not be a problem.
Sir, that's not a main road. That's the Long Island Expressway.
Yes, I never knew they built houses right smack on top of it like that.
And look at that driveway. I always thought that was an exit, but I never really knew where it went.
Well, it leads right to this garage. And I can assure you, this is a very private area. There's not another house for at least 3/4 of a mile.
Is it legal to enter the expressway using this driveway?
Oh, yes. You see, it forks off at the end over there.
Oh, nice.
So it can be used as an entrance and an exit.
Does anyone else use it as an exit?
Right. It wouldn't be nice to have people come tearing up our driveway thinking it was an exit ramp, would it?
Well, occasionally somebody might mistake this driveway for Route 110. But they usually realize the mistake when they see the house sitting up there at the end.
Yeah, well, that's good, I guess.
Yeah, we like to meet people, but not coming up our driveway at 55 miles an hour.
No, that's for sure.
Oh, look at that. Well, what's it going to be, folks?
Yes, ma'am. Well, we're going to think about it for a little while.
And so Howard and Kathy get a look at what just might be their new home. Will they take it? And if they do, what will happen? Tune in next week when we'll hear Kathy say,
"How's the newsboy supposed to deliver the paper if he can't drive his bicycle on the Long Island Expressway?"
That's next week on The Exciting Adventures of the Tripod Family. This is Don Topeka.
Say, God made us all. He made some at night. That's why I didn't take time to make us all white. So I'm gonna change my name. I have to paint my face. So I won't be kin to that Ethiopian. Now let me tell you one thing. A stomp down there will do. He'll pull up your young cotton and kill your baby pigs too. I'm bound to paint my face. I have to paint my face. So I won't be kin to that Ethiopian. Say when the bell rings for one, the nigger gets to 2. The white man goes to the field automobile. Yeah, come on, nigger, on a mule. I'm gonna change my name. I have to paint my face. So I won't be kin to that Ethiopian. Say when God made me, the moon was giving light. I'm so doggone sorry he didn't finish me up quite. I'm bound to change my name. I have to paint my fee. So I won't be kin to that Ethiopian. Oh, get out of that way. done pretty well. Cause when he made a jet black nigga, he made steps of hell. I'm bound to change my name. I have to paint my face. So I won't be dead to that easy old. Oh, no, I don't want.
Ah, a very interesting tune there.
Yeah, I'll say so.
I like the way he arranged the hands towards the end.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Well, we've gone through a lot so far.
Yeah, we sure have, and we've got plenty more to come.
Plenty more.
Why don't we just get straight on into it? We have another Long Island.
Yes, we found another one.
And thanks to one of our trusty listeners.
Oh, yes.
Who called up and advised us that there was a Long Island in the middle of Lake Winnipesaukee.
That there is.
Where's that located, Eric?
It's in New Hampshire.
Thank you, Eric.
In fact, I once went up to that point of woods. Passed by Lake Winnipesaukee, probably passed by Long Island.
Very, very interesting, and you never even knew it.
I didn't know it.
Well,
yeah, I did, but I forgot.
Well,
it's possible.
We have. We called up a lady who runs a place up there. What is it? It's a boatyard.
It's a boatyard. Mm-hmm. And she was on Long Island when we talked to her, so why don't we just listen?
Nice ring they have there.
Hello?
Hello, this is WUSB Radio calling back. Hello, is this Margie?
Yes, it is.
Hi, how are you today?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Pretty good. How's the weather up in Long Island?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Is it really?
80 in the sun, and it's cool in the shade, and high blue skies, and it's gorgeous.
Wow, I really wish I was in Long Island right now.
Oh, it's really super. We've had some of the nicest weather ever.
Wow. What's that cool Canadian air coming down, right?
Well, that hasn't hit us yet, but, you know, it's quite cool in the evenings. It's really good sleeping weather.
Yeah, that's what everybody says.
Yeah, oh, it's perfect.
Wow. Can you tell us how big Long Island is, approximately?
Well, the road from the bridge that connects us to the mainland, the road is about almost 2 miles long.
Mm-hmm.
Which is quite long, but it's all hills. It's up and down, up and down.
Yeah. How does one get over there?
Well, you can drive right over the bridge.
Oh, you have a bridge?
Yes, we do.
We don't have one.
That's because we live here year-round. So even the school bus comes across the bridge.
School bus? Just one?
Yes, just one. There aren't too many children on the island that live here year-round.
About how many people live there year-round?
Well, I don't know. There might be about 10 families right now.
Oh.
So it keeps increasing every year, though.
How many years has it been increasing for?
Well, we've lived right in this location for 6 years. So, you know, every year there's a few more. We were about the third family when we first started.
Hmm.
You know, now there's more and more every year.
Hmm. And how many people live there during the summer?
Oh, my goodness. I'd say maybe 100.
Wow.
Yeah, it really does increase.
I see quite a resemblance to Fisher's Island here.
And you run a little marina there, right?
Right. My husband and myself, and we have a boy, Alan. He's 9 years old, and he does a lot of helping around here, too, and we store about 100 boats in the winter, and we have about 70 slips, and then we have some boats that just go in and out. When their owners are here, they go in the water, and when they leave, they go out again.
Wow.
We have a forklift truck that stores them in the storage building.
About how many other businesses are there on Long Island?
We're the only one.
Oh. Got a monopoly then.
There are a lot of marinas on Lake Winnipesaukee because, you know, there's a couple hundred miles of shoreline. So we live on quite a big lake.
Uh-huh.
You can get 4 or 5 foot waves out there.
Wow.
It's really, there's about 365 islands on the lake.
And your
day of the year.
Yes, that's right. But I think about 270 are inhabited.
Uh-huh.
Large enough for families, and some are quite large. They have, you know, maybe, 80, 90 houses on them.
I hear your island is about the longest island in the lake.
Yes, that's why it's named Long Island. Longest island.
How long have people lived on that island?
Well, the very first weed that was ever in the United States and that was brought out west was grown right here on Long Island.
Oh.
And at the Frost Farm.
Which farm?
Frost. The man's name was Frost.
Oh.
And it was the best wheat that was grown anywhere around, and that was the one that the wheat from there went out on the wagon trains out west.
Oh.
And then on Cow Island, right across from us, the Tillsbury flour mill, the very first flour mill that the Tillsbury people, you know, the flour people, owned, is still there. So we have quite a historic spot here.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect to find that out from a little old Long Island in New Hampshire.
Right, and Long Island also had the first at the Frost Farm. They grew potatoes, and the man, Mr. Frost, only liked round potatoes, and all the elongated ones he shipped out west and ended up as the Idaho potato.
Oh,
how about that?
It started right here on Long Island.
So there's two varieties of Long Island potatoes, your Long Island and our Long Island potatoes.
That's right. Well, they don't grow here anymore because the farmland is gone. You can still see the stone walls and everything, but it's all grown up and, you know, there's houses and new growth of trees.
So your Long Island, too, is a victim of suburban outgrowth.
Yes, definitely.
Interesting. Did you have a problem with gypsy moths this year?
Yes, we did. It was quite devastating. Right on Long Island, we did get hit in certain areas. And thank goodness we were spared right in our location. We have about 4.5 acres that we own. And we didn't have any problem, but we are going to spray. There's a lot of controversy, though, being on the lake, you know, with what the spray will do to the water. But hopefully if we can get some sprayers down here that have trucks or hand pumps or something and, you know, do it when the wind is blowing toward the water, because we'd hate to lose our trees, even though it's quite, all we have is trees and rocks on the island. There aren't many lawns at all.
Really?
Right, and it's very, very populated with deer.
Ooh.
So the deer come to our yard every night, and they knock over my flower buckets and set them topsy-turvy and come right up to the porch. And, you know, they're terrible, really.
Well, that's very interesting, because I notice on some parts of our Long Island there are deer crossing signs, and I have never yet to this day seen a deer. And maybe these signs are meant for you.
Well, I don't know. But you're lucky you don't see the deer if you're driving in your car, because they can be quite hazardous.
Yeah. Well, we can be quite hazardous to them, too.
Population right here. And we also have a Newfoundland dog that, you know, it's a big black thing, looks like a bear.
We had one of those down here, in fact.
Right.
As sort of a radio station mascot for a while.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, our mascot here is Boo. And she doesn't bother the deer at all. In fact, she comes through and lets them eat my flowers. I grow tomato plants in great big tubs, and I put them down on our dock. And the deer won't walk on the dock.
Oh.
So we've been getting a few tomatoes coming in and a few cucumbers. So I have three great big tubs.
Huh.
The only way I can grow any crops.
That's very interesting. Now, how long did you say your island was?
Well, the road is about close to 2 miles, because I've walked it.
Uh-huh. And well,
from one end to the other.
Yes.
And about how wide?
It's not too wide. Maybe half mile.
Uh-huh. And now, this bridge that you have to cross to get to the mainland, about how long is the bridge?
Oh, it's not very long at all. If you have a good arm, you could probably throw a stone.
Oh,
that's pretty short.
Boats go back and forth under the bridge and all.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's, I don't think it's maybe an eighth of a mile.
Oh.
What part of New Hampshire is that? The middle of the state?
It's central, yes.
Yeah.
It's central to a teeny bit north.
Mm-hmm. Now, you must have heard of our Long Island, is that right?
Definitely.
Oh.
It's huge.
But what are your impressions of, besides the fact that it's huge, what else do you think of our island?
Well, I think of a lot of houses and a lot of people and a lot of water. And I don't know, I think it would be too crowded for me.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't... Well, now, you say you moved there when there were, what, about three families on the island?
Well, year-round.
Yeah. And now that's tripled. It's up to 10, right?
Right.
Well, see, now your population's gone up 300%.
Oh. That's right. That's right.
I never thought of it that way.
They still have their deer, though.
That's true. Well, we have some deer, too.
We do.
Occasionally, you'll see one. Like, if you go out towards Montauk, you'll see deer.
You probably have raccoons out there, too, right?
Oh, yes, we do.
We have some of those.
Yeah.
And we have possums.
Yeah, oh, we do, too. We have a lot of foxes, red fox.
Squirrels?
Squirrels. We have red squirrels and gray squirrels.
Oh.
And chipmunks.
Pigeons?
No, we don't have pigeons.
Well, that's one thing that our Long Island has that yours doesn't.
Oh, well, I figured those more for the city.
Yeah, we did too, but occasionally one gets lost and finds
his way. Seagulls? You must have seagulls too.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Seagulls and dump gulls.
And sandpipers.
We have a great blue heron that lives in the cove.
Ooh.
And we have ducks.
Yeah, that's one of our famous game,
hey.
Long Island duck.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All along or something?
And in fact, if you drive out, where was it, in Riverhead or somewhere out on the East End, there's this big, huge duck made out of, did you ever see the duck?
Oh, yeah.
There's this big duck that you can actually walk in. That's how big it is.
But that's not a real duck, Mike.
No, not a real duck.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, right.
It's a statue of a duck. So the next time you're on this Long Island, you can look for the Long Island duck.
Okay, I will do that.
We have Canadian geese, too. In fact, we have them more than Canada does because they're always here.
Well, we watch them go over.
Yeah.
And we've got loons here that they're trying to protect at Lake Winnipesaukee.
Wait a second. Describe loons to us.
Loons. It's a very large bird. It's black and it has white, well, not spots, but it has white, see, like bars on it. And they float very low in the water. You see this crooked neck that sticks up. And they fly underwater. If you're going along in a boat, they'll just disappear. And they'll come up like, oh, yards and yards away. You can't believe it.
I'm not sure if I do.
They fly underwater?
Right, they do. The water is very clear. And if you're ever lucky enough to be in a boat where one is going under, you know, in a boat that's stopped or trolling or something, you can actually see them. They use their wings and they...
You think you're going mad.
Right. Your feet out behind them and they're quite something.
I was going to ask how they got the name loons, but I think I know now.
Well, I guess they're loonies.
That seems that way.
It's a sacred word, though.
Do they
don't dare bother loons or anything.
They don't try to swim in the sky, do they?
No, they don't, but they do fly, too.
Oh, how
well,
nice.
That's one thing they've got going for them.
Oh, sure. They record the sounds, and they sell loon records and everything.
Mike, you should have one.
We're going to have to get a soundtrack to the loons. Next time I'm up there. I'll have to pick up.
By all means, look us up, and you can hear the loons. There's a Ragged Island Nature Center out here on the lake.
What do loons sound like, if I can impose on?
I can't do the sound. Can you make it sound like a loon?
I didn't mean that.
My son finishes his cookie. And
okay, fine.
Fall into the phone.
No problem. It'll be an honor.
Okay, go
loon call.
Yeah, kind of like that.
That's pretty good.
But they have different calls they do. They do tremolo, and then they do... Well, I'm not really into loons, but I like my ducks. I have a few ducks here.
What do the loons sound like when they're underwater?
I don't think they open their mouths underwater.
I hope not.
No.
They're real loons.
Well, so have you ever been to our Long Island?
No, I never have.
Oh, well, you have to come down sometime.
I'm not a city person, so I consider that pretty highly populated.
Have you been off Long Island often? Do you...
Oh, yes, I was to Long Island when I was little, because my aunt lives in Woodside, Long Island.
Oh, then you have been. No, I meant, did you leave your Long Island?
Yes, we do. I go out usually maybe once a week.
Uh-huh.
9 miles out to the main road, and then you're nowhere, and then you have to drive a few more miles, you know, in order to get to a store.
Now, let's take an average year. How much time would you spend on Long Island itself without leaving?
That's kind of a hard question. Well, all the time I can. I don't like the shop, and I don't, you know, we have the business here, which keeps me busy. And I just go out once a week to do my shopping for a few hours that it takes, and then I'm back again.
Where do you go shopping?
At Heath's Supermarket.
Oh, well, I didn't...
You can either shop at Heath's or Heath's. There's only one market in the town called Center Harbor.
Do I still hear a loon in the background there?
That's my son, yes.
He's getting carried away.
Right. That's Alan Loon.
You mentioned a while back that you have relatives in, I believe, Woodside. That's kind of a coincidence, because so do I.
Woodside, yes. She's not a blood relative. She's just someone I call in.
Oh, I see. Yeah, so she's...
Long time.
So she's just a pretty bogus aunt, then.
That's right. Definitely.
Where does your family stem from?
New Jersey.
Oh.
New Jersey?
Yeah.
That has to be the last place I would expect them to come from.
I was born and raised in Chatham.
Uh-huh.
And then I moved to Connecticut and different places. And then when I was back in New Jersey and my husband was back in New Jersey, we met, got married, lived there 3 years, and then took off to New Hampshire again.
Now, what made Long Island the choice?
Well, my husband did barge and crane work on the lake. He had a business. And then we didn't live right on the lake at the time when we first moved here. Well, we've been here about 10 years in New Hampshire. And we lived on the other side of the lake, and we had a farm. But, well, we didn't farm as a living. We just, you know, had quarter horses, and I was raising shorthorn cattle. And my husband went to work every day on the lake, and he built pilings, you know, he drove pilings and built breakwaters and docks and things like that. He had 100 feet of barges and, you know, work boats and everything. And then one day a friend of his told him about a marina that the people were retiring, and it would be a good place to own so he could work out of here. And then we saw it, and my husband liked it very much, so we moved in. And then he started running the barges, and I started running the marina, and it got to be too much for both of us. So then he sold his barges, and because both businesses started growing so much that, you know, it was too much for one person to handle. So he sold his business of the barges, and then we started running the marina, building it up more and more. So here we are.
There you are. When you lived in Connecticut, did you live along coastal Connecticut at all?
I lived in Branford for about a year.
Uh-huh.
And yes, I was on the, you know, close to the coast.
Yeah, so then on clear days you could actually look over and see Long Island.
Well, if we went out on the Sound, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Have you ever heard of Stony Brook?
Stony Brook?
Yeah.
I knew of Stony Creek.
Hmm.
In Connecticut?
No, this is on Long Island. That's where we are. We're in Stony Brook.
Oh, no, never heard of it.
Oh, we have a big state university here with a hospital and everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sprawling.
Massive.
Your Long Island is pretty big.
Yeah, it is. Well, if the only thing you're judging our Long Island by is Woodside, well, that's not very fair.
Woodside isn't considered part of Long Island, really.
Well,
physically it is, but it's in Queens. And
pictures of beautiful homes along the waterways, and, you know, along, I guess it's the Sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, oh, they're just gorgeous, you know, big lawns, big homes.
Well, you see, our Long Island is tremendously varied. There can be the metropolis-type area of Nassau and Queens. There can be the north shore of Nassau. It's totally different from the south shore of Nassau. Out east, it's there are farmlands and big, massive fields.
And a big duck by the side of the road.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
It changes almost 320 degrees, I'd say.
Is that right?
To be accurate.
Well, I guess maybe I should get off this Long Island once in a while.
Well, it can't hurt.
No, I guess not. I could learn something.
Do you have anything in closing that you could say to our Long Island?
No, just hello down there and come up and see this Long Island if you're ever in the area.
Okay, and I'm sure everybody on this Long Island wishes that Long Island the best of luck and everything, and maybe, we'll get together someday and as fellow Long Islanders.
Oh, that would be good.
Of a sort.
Right, Moultonboro and Center Harbor. And...
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. Your Long Island is actually in the village of Moultonboro?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
The town of Moultonboro.
Oh, I see. So then you're just like a separate little section of it.
Yes, we are. Well, Moultonboro is quite large.
Oh, how large is that?
Well, every time my son has to go to school, that's just, about 13 miles right there, one way.
Mm-hmm.
And then he can have friends that live, almost about 5 or 6 miles in the other direction. And, it's still all Moultonboro.
Hmm.
So it's quite large.
What is the population of Moultonboro about?
I don't know.
Oh, but you have all the local stores and stuff that you can pick up on your provisions and that kind of thing.
Yes, well, there's actually only one little general store in Moultonboro. It's called Ellen's. And that's the only, it's just a very small, it's not a supermarket, it's just, like a Ma and Pa store. And you have to go to Center Harbor to get to a market.
Oh, that's where you do your marketing?
Yes.
I see.
But they have, if they have Rice Krispies, they have one size.
Oh.
if you want selection or clothing stores, if you want to buy a pair of curtains or anything, then you have to drive to Laconia, which
Ooh.
Is the biggest town.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Right, okay. Well, that's our largest town nearby, and that's about, it's a good 25 miles.
Oh. Yeah, well, there's certainly no shortage of shopping centers or shops on our Long Island.
No, in fact, we'd like to offer to give you some, but it's not within our jurisdiction.
I could use some 14 Slims this year. It's really hard. I usually end up shopping through catalogs because there really just isn't a good selection. And what there is, there's just one item and its price is sky high.
I can imagine. What do you get in the way of radio stations out there?
Well, we get the country and western. We have WOKQ. It's mainly out of Portland, Maine.
Mm-hmm.
And we have WLNH is in Laconia. And WASR.
Well, what kind of things are broadcast on these stations?
They have the station I have now. I think it comes from the top of Mount Washington, WMT.
That's the one the cars always have the bumper stickers.
It's
Park Line, Mount Washington.
Yeah, WOKQ has the bumper stickers. But for evening, that's country and western. For evening, we like nice, soothing music.
Uh-oh.
That's WMTW, I think.
Right.
W.
That's the one on top of Mount Washington.
Right.
Okay. You mentioned you have one in Portland, Maine that you listen to.
Yes, I think OKQ is out of Portland.
Oh, I see. Because I once listened to a station from Portland, Maine. It was WMEA, I believe it was, and there are 90.1 on the FM dial.
Is that right? Oh, well, WHOM, that's another one that's good for soothing music.
Oh. Hmm.
But I never heard of WMEA.
Yeah, I think it's WMEA or WMEB or something. I think it's WMEA.
No, I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah. In fact, I even picked it up down here one day.
Is that right?
Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
And I guess we get some news broadcasts where they're taped in New York or something, and then, you know, set through Boston, or I don't know where they come from, but once in a while you hear a, you know, an article or something done by somebody in New York. They send it up to Boston, I guess. But that's where our television stations come from, too, with either Portland or Boston.
Oh, you can pick them up from Boston, huh?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, so you're really not that far out in the sticks.
No, no, not at all.
Just enough.
This is where the mountains are and what the weather is, and, you know, it does depend quite a bit on that.
Okay, well, we want to thank you for talking to us.
Well, thanks for calling, and, you know, maybe I made our Long Island a little more well-known.
You sure
Hopefully
did.
Hopefully not too well-known, as it will be a flood of tourists.
No, I suppose we have bumper stickers now, Keep New Hampshire a Secret.
Oh,
I think I've seen a couple of those. But Long Island doesn't have any stickers of its own.
No, we don't.
Oh. Well, if you ever get any, send them right down to us.
Okay, fine, we'll do. Bye, Long Island.
Goodbye.
Well, Eric, that was certainly very interesting.
Oh, it was. It definitely was. Another Long Island, second week in a row.
Yeah. Okay, next week?
Next week, who knows where we're going to go.
Another Long Island somewhere or another. We had Tennessee last year, a week. What are we going to have next week? Oh, by the way, you are tuned to WUSB Stony Brook.
In Stony Brook.
New York.
Right.
On Long Island.
Something like that. Well, we have, it's 2:15 now, time to take a look at the news. Kind of belatedly, kind of sorry, but hey, that's the way things go. Okay, let's get the beat out of here for a second. There it goes. Okay, executive members of the Worldwide Federation of Air Traffic Controllers will be meeting at a weekend conference in Amsterdam. The session is expected to result in calls for boycotts in support of their striking American colleagues. And Labor Secretary Ray Donovan said Friday night that the air traffic controller strike is a tragic situation. Later, a Labor spokesman denied a report that Donovan's remarks hinted at a new offer to the striking controllers by the White House. Some employees of the Immigration and Naturalization Service walked informational picket lines Friday in protest against the Reagan administration's policy on illegal aliens. They opposed the White House decision to grant amnesty to as many as 6 million people who have been living in the U.S. illegally. Firefighters near Lake Elsinore, California, are battling a series of brush fires at nearly 100 homes in Riverside County. Nearly 100 homes in Riverside County are threatened. And in southern Oregon, officials say an 11,000-acre range fire has broken loose and could consume another 9,000 acres before it's contained. Mike? Mike?
Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. I turned you down.
Well, why did you do that?
I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay. Speaking of fires. North Patchogue Fire Chief Richard Tibaldi says fire caused heavy damage to a fruit market at Sunrise Highway and Maple Avenue last night. Suffolk and North Patchogue officials are calling the fire suspicious. The building was engulfed with flames when firefighters arrived at 9:48 p.m. It took about 15 minutes to bring the fire under control. The health department is inspecting the building because food was sold there. No injuries were reported and it is not known how the fire began. Eric Corley.
Thank you, Mike Uhas, and taking a look at the Long Island, USB Long Island weather forecast. We're expecting it to be fair tonight with the low in the upper 50s to the low 60s, partly cloudy with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s tomorrow night, and that's, of course, Saturday, tomorrow day. Okay, a little misprint here. Tomorrow day,
yeah.
With increasing cloudiness tomorrow night. Sunday will be mostly cloudy, with highs between 75 and 80.
Huh.
And the winds, well, nothing to worry about. 10 miles per hour, 10 to 15, nice normal winds. No warnings or advisories for Long Island waters at the present time.
That's true.
18 minutes after 2 o'clock.
But before we get into the fortune cookies here.
Oh, that's right, we have fortune cookies. What did I do with my... There it is. Okay.
Go ahead. People aren't the only ones who need a break after years of keeping their noses to the grindstone. So do cats. That's why Richard Kalor, a California cat lover, has established the Long Beach Cat Retirement Center and its sister facility in Spring Valley near San Diego. Kalor boasts that the two centers are the only places of their kind in the country. So if Tabby has lost that old enthusiasm for mouth-snabbing, the non-profit retirement center will guarantee lifelong care for $135. Visiting through privileges are thrown in as well.
Oh, boy. Where do you find these things?
Somebody tossed it out in the newsroom. Well, now, thanks to one of our very faithful listeners, we had Chinese food tonight instead of pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a very welcome change and a very good one, too.
Well, let's tell the listeners, you see, every week we have pizza. Except last week we went to order, and apparently the people who delivered, they weren't enough people delivering, so they tied up all their lines, so they wouldn't, their telephone lines, so they wouldn't be able to take our order.
Yeah, can you believe that?
And we're the most faithful customers they have. But they didn't care. Somebody went out for a fast food stuff, and it was terrible.
Ooh.
And actually, you know, I really did get sick the next day. Did you?
I was sick that night. I didn't wait.
No, I truly did get sick the next day.
Anyway, we have placed the pizza place under suspension for an indefinite period of time, and until then, we're accepting all sorts of donations from our listeners, and this week has been a very, very fruitful
one. Very fruitful. Yes, we had Chinese food tonight, and... What good is a Chinese dinner without fortune cookies?
Yes, and we have one here for each of us.
Right now. We haven't opened them yet.
No, we haven't.
They look like nice fortune cookies.
Oh, definitely. Original ones.
Mm-hmm.
Who should open this first?
I'll
open.
Eric?
Mike, wake up.
Sorry. That's not me. Who is that?
I don't know. Who's sleeping in the studio?
It's
is over here?
Where is it? I don't know. Is it on that side? Is it on this side? Who is it? It's quite, somebody's snoring. They woke up?
They I don't know where they went.
They're not here.
They're not over there either.
Good. Where could they have gone? I don't know where it is.
What are you asking me for? I don't even know who they are.
Do you know who was snoring in the... Somebody was snoring in the background.
Well, the Rolling Stones and Klaatu played some music. That's all I know. Strange combination, but they did it anyway. Somebody snored at the end. We don't understand those things.
No.
But we do have something better.
Yes. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
And Mike, maybe you'd like to explain this a little bit before we... we're going to play sort of a prelude to our classic album side. Not a classic album side, meaningful album side.
Well, it is a classic album.
Well, I guess so.
Yeah.
In a sense.
In a big sense. A big, big sense of the word.
But this song we're about to play now... Well, why are we playing this song?
Well, because it kind of has a lot of the same riffs... in it as the album side, which we will be getting to right after it.
Okay, well, why don't we just tell the folks then to listen to this album just a little bit.
Well, listen to this song first, and then see if you can apply it to the album, which you're going to hear shortly thereafter.
Okay, listen very carefully. Take up.
Oh, but wait a minute.
What?
We haven't been expressing our true feelings and how we really want our folks out there to call up and say how they're enjoying the program tonight.
Or how they're hating it.
Yes.
We'd like to hear passionate responses either way.
So the number is 516-246-7901.
Okay. In case you didn't hear that right the first time, it's 516-246-7901. And call us up as soon as you can. Like now. Okay, right now we're going to play this song, and you're going to figure out how it applies to the album we're going to play afterwards. Okay, Mike?
Okay, Eric, Courtney.
Now, okay, what happened here?
Well, according to Frank Burgett, that's our imagination. What just happened.
Frank Burgett's our chief engineer.
Technical equipment is in fine shape here. No problem with it whatsoever, but...
why don't you try on the other...
Wait, let me just try... Yeah, I think I fixed it.
You think it'll work?
Well, it's kind of bent now. It's kind of bent, but I think it'll work better.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Our cartridges are kind of, well, let's not discuss that now. Let's just try. Oh, we have calls.
Yes, the phone's ringing, yes.
The emergency lines are ringing.
Let's get back to the tune.
Is that coming out the right speaker now?
I don't think so. I think it's only coming out of one side. Why don't you put it on the other turntable?
Well, that means I'll have to take this record off. Okay, let me...
Well, you're done playing with that record anyway.
Whoops. Oh, boy. Whoopsie. I dropped it. But that means we'll have to play the classic album slide on this inferior turntable.
No, we can. There's a way you can arrange it so you don't have to. We'll explain that later.
Oh, we got the wrong song. But, that song's ending, folks. And another song's coming. Here we go.
And the caller just hung up.
Well, I'm sorry. What do you want us to do?
Caller, call back. At 516-246-7901.
You know what I don't like?
No, what don't you like?
The fact that he has my initials.
Yeah.
And my first name, too.
That's true.
Eric Carmen, here in
That's very USB. True.
Eric Clapton, maybe, but not Eric Carmen.
So, you know, that's about the most commercial tune that we could play.
I think so. Why did we do that?
Well, make sure you get the side two of this album that you're going to throw on now.
Okay, now we're going to tell the folks what the album is, of course.
It's Rachmaninoff, Second Symphony. What movements are we going to hear?
Okay, we're going to hear, movements 3 and 4.
Okay.
I guess, yeah, Rachmaninoff Symphony number 2 in E minor, opus 27.
27, ooh, wow.
Number 3, Adagio, and number 4, Finale, Allegro Vivace. Now, perhaps we should just go a little bit. We're not just playing this record because it sounds like Eric Carmen, or because Eric Carmen sounds
like
Rachmaninoff,
yes, yeah.
Which he does at one point, if you listen carefully. Guys, from the start, we should have built the studio further away from that road. But getting back to this, we're not just playing it for that reason. Mike?
What is the reason?
Well, you should know, because we sort of came upon it together.
That's true. We were talking...
Minding our own business.
Yeah, I was in my house talking to Eric Corley on the telephone. You were at a supermarket,
I was
right?
In a supermarket, minding my own business, and you were at your house minding your business. And
now,
I was
talking
to
you, planning tonight's show out the other day, and I ended up talking to some girl.
You ended up talking to somebody on a different phone.
Yeah.
No, wait a second. I ended up talking to somebody on a different phone.
We switched phones.
There was somebody next to me who, I don't know how this happened, but somehow I ended up talking to the person on her end.
And I was talking to her.
That's right. And I don't even know that person. And I didn't know the person on the other end. And you didn't know anybody except me.
That's true, although you found out one of them used to live in your development.
That's true. No, one of them still lives in the development I used to live in.
Okay, right.
Close. But anyway, in the course of the conversation, we asked this person what kind of music they liked, and they indicated they would like very much to hear a certain symphony, the Second Symphony by Rachmaninoff.
And that's what we have.
Yeah, and of course we demanded that this person call up and thank us profusely once we do it. So we will be expecting that.
So don't forget, person.
Yeah, if you're out there. If you're not out there, oh boy, are you in trouble.
Yes.
Okay. It's a nice symphony.
It is. It's very, very nice.
But they forced us to play Eric Carmen. That's
because it's so similar.
Very similar. So you can see how life is.
Well, let's get into the symph.
Yeah, let's not get philosophical. Okay, here it comes. Coming at you right now, Rachmaninoff, Second Symphony.
Wait a minute.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're not supposed to be a hip DJ when you're programming
right.
Classical music.
You're totally right, Mike. I'm sorry. I got carried away there for a second.
The recording we have is by the Bolshoi Theater Ensemble.
You're not going to try to conduct it? Okay, I'll tackle that one.
Because I don't have it in here. I only remembered it.
Okay. Yevgeny Svetlanov.
Svetlanov,
that's how you say that.
Okay.
Yevgeny Svetlanov, conductor, produced by, oh boy, I'm really daring tonight, Yuri Kugzayan. Okay.
Yuri Kugzayan.
Without further ado, Rachmaninoff's Second Symphony, third and fourth movements, on Radio Free Weekend. Rachmaninoff. And Mike Newhouse is back. How you doing, Mike? Rachmaninoff's okay. Second Symphony, movements number 3 and 4. A special request. And we still haven't heard from the person who requested it, and we'd like to do that, because we even went over into Rob Zars' time period, and we don't ordinarily do that.
That's true. It's what? It's about 5 minutes
it's
past
six
three.
6 minutes after three.
On WUSB.
We're committing an... Oh, he's Sony Brook. We're committing an unforgivable sin here by doing this.
Yeah.
I'd like to say, though, that I think it's intolerable that Eric Harmon made that song. I mean, it was so obviously taken from Rachmaninoff.
Yeah.
Anybody who listened to both of them, it's ridiculous. And on this album, not a single mention is given to it.
Well, USB rocks Riverhead with Rachmaninoff.
Never Gonna Fall in Love Again says Words and Music by Eric Carmen. Not Rachmaninoff, nothing else.
That's right.
And on the album, he also says, gives a lot of credit, he dedicates it to Ricky and the Tooth, whatever that means.
Yeah, it looks like pictures of him as he was, like, many years younger.
Yeah, something like that. Special thanks to, guess who? Charles Colello.
Oh, no.
Now, who in tarnation is Charles Colello?
There's
no Rachmaninoff, that's for sure.
It could be a third cousin or something like that.
It's unbelievable how people can just rip off other people and get away with it. But I noticed something on the back of the Rachmaninoff album, too, that might explain the whole thing.
Which is?
The selections are in the public domain.
Mm-hmm.
That means that anybody can rip off anybody else.
Do you know what this is we're hearing?
No. But I know now that it's time for us to be heading out of here. And you know what that means? It's time for Rob Zeiser to be stepping in.
Well, Rob Zeiser's in the back room.
He's got a real fine show planned for you tonight.
We got to find out who the true composer of this tune is.
We do. If anybody knows, please let us know. We've been playing it for weeks now, and we don't know.
Even if it's Andy Lish.
Yeah.
Bum.
We did a lot of things today. We talked to...